Ready to start Hilchos Erevin. Simon Shin Mem Hei, Din Arba Rishuyos B'Shabbos, Sif Aleph. Arba Rishuyos HaShabbos, there are four different domains when it comes to carrying on Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, the third domain, which is Perish Rach Mal, Lolach, V'lo Yavesh, Ela Beinoni. It's not too dry, not too wet. Hachanami lo Rishus HaYachid, Fisha Ein Lo Mechitzo, so it's not a Rishus HaYachid because it doesn't have walls. V'lo Rishus HaRabim, She'en Adomo L'Digli Midbar. It's also not completely a public domain because it's not similar to when they walked with the flags in the desert. D'Lavli Lucha D'Rabim Avida, because it's not really meant for public walking, public traveling. That's the third category, which we'll learn more about. Umakom Tur, finally Umakom Tur. Mishnah Berurah gives a bit of Akdama. It says the Chachamim have a raya that this is usher to carry from one domain to another, because the pasuk says Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh Ishi Shal Yasu Od Malacha L'Trumas HaKodesh Vayikalei HaAmei Avi, which implies that they were bringing from their private domain to Moshe, which was Rishus HaRabim, because many people were found there, and that clearly was a malacha. In the time of the Mishkan, it was called a malacha, that they would bring stuff from one domain to the other. So that's the Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. According to the Torah, you are not allowed to carry from one to the other. The third domain is the Carmelis, is not Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. In a Torah, you should be allowed to carry from one to the Carmelis. But the Chachamim said, so that we don't come to be mati Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, because people aren't really bekiyim in the halachas of mechitzos, so therefore they are going to aser midrabanan carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Carmelis, or Rishus HaRabim to Carmelis, and vice versa. And finally, the fourth domain is the Makom Tur, which you are allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYachid into a Makom Tur, or Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Tur, and we'll learn more about this as well. So those are the four different domains. Siv Beis, Ezer Rishus HaYachid, how do we define a private domain? Makom HaMukof Mechitzos Gevohos Asar Tfachim, it's an area which is surrounded by walls, which are four Tfachim high. V'yesh Bo Arba Tfachim Al Arba Tfachim O Yoser, and within the walls, there is an area of 4x4 Tfachim, or more. Mishnah Berurah says that from Sif Yud Tes, it's clear that it actually needs a space of 4x4 within the walls, that the thickness of the mechitzos don't actually combine to the 4x4. And that is the opinion of most poskim. There are some Rishonim who say that the thickness of the walls actually does combine, and the Eliyahu Rabbah brings in the name of the Rashba to differentiate that when there are thick mechitzos, which you can place something on top of, that does combine to the shear of the 4x4, because you can use it, but otherwise, it does not actually combine. Chazon Ish says that the halacha, we should follow the Rov Poskim, who say that the thickness of the mechitzos does combine to the 4x4 tefachim, and he questions the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion, which is that it really does not combine. The Mechaber continues, the chain charetz amokasara v'rachav arba al arba. If it's a ditch which is 10 deep and the area within it is 4x4, or v'chein tel gavoa asara v'rachav arba al arba, a hill, a pile of dirt, a mound of some sort which is also 10 high and has an area of 4x4 is also going to be irishus hayachid. Mishnah Berurah says that if the tail or the mechitzos are less than 10, even if they're super wide, it's not going to be called irishus hayachid. Comments of the Rambam, Yesh Omrim Deba'inan Be'ilu Arba Al Arba Hein Va'alechson Ukmoshe Yisbar L'Kaman Simen Shin Mem Tes. As we'll see later on Shin Mem Tes, that some say that 4x4 isn't enough. It actually has to be 5 3/5 Amos, not 4x4 Amos. 5 3/5 by 5 3/5. So the Levush left out this Yesh Omrim, and the Eliyahu Rabbah says that it was good that he left this out because it's only a Da'as Yechida, and most of the Rishonim disagree with this and say if it's 4x4 that that's good enough to be called a Rishus HaYachid, and this is different than Shin Mem Tes later on, where we'll see that carrying Arba Amos in Rishus HaRabbah might require more. And the Gra also pushes away this opinion, so we do not need to be concerned for this 5 3/5. It's enough for it to be just 4x4 to be called a Rishus HaYachid. Siv Gimel, Ksalim, Hamakifim Rishus HaYachid, walls which surround a private domain, Al Gabeim Rishus HaYachid, Afil Einam Rechavim Arba, on top of those walls is considered the private domain, even if they themselves are not 4 wide. The reason is because since they create the Chalal of the Rishus HaYachid, Kavachomer, that they themselves are going to be called the Rishus HaYachid. The Shaar Tzion points out that the area must be 4x4 with inside the walls, without the walls, in order for the walls to be considered a Rishus HaYachid as well. But if you're using the Rishus HaYachid, the walls, in order to create the 4x4 space, so then we already saw that that's a machlokes, so that can't be what is being referred to. Siv Dalid, Chorim Shepakasla Rishus HaYachid, holes in the walls of the Rishus HaYachid, Sheklap LeRishus HaYachid, which face the private domain, Hamer HaYachid, they are considered to be the Rishus HaYachid. The Mishnah Berurah explains it means that even if they go straight through and the holes go to the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYachid, still they have the status of Rishus HaYachid, and you're not able to take something from the hole, something which is sitting in the hole in the wall, and bring it into Rishus HaRabim or to the Carmelis, which is next to the wall. And if you bring it into from the Rishus HaRabim into that hole, you're also going to be chayiv. Tosos holds that there's no chiyuv unless the hole is 4x4 tefachim, but the Rashba and the Meiri hold that Chor Rishus HaYachid do not have a minimum size, and they're considered Rishus HaYachid no matter what. The Mishnah Berurah also brings an opinion which says that something is only considered Chor Rishus HaYachid if it is above 10 Tfachim. But if it's below 10 Tfachim, then people on the Rishus HaYachid don't use it anyway, so it would not have the status of Chor Rishus HaYachid. That is Machlokes. Just one more point. In order for a tail, for that mount, to be considered 4x4 and 10 Tfachim high, it has to be that it slopes deeply enough, approximately 25 degrees, to the height of 10 Tfachim, in order for it to be considered the 4x4 area.